about providing, after many years of discussion, certainly since the 70s and early 80s, a national body to represent and advocate the interests of Aboriginal health work, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander health workers across the country, of whom there are 1,600. They are the primary interface in many places between the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander clients and health services, and in some places are the only service.
You've said on a practical level, these people, these health workers, assist the medical people, doctors and nurses and health professionals on a day-to-day basis. How will this peak body help those Aboriginal health workers?
What we will do, one of the things it will do is help us apply national standards. There'll be national accreditation and registration by 2012. We need to put in place appropriate structures for training and career progression for Aboriginal health workers so they can meet the standards that we require nationally. This organisation will help us do that. It's very important also to see that they've got an organisation that can advocate on their behalf.
This is about mentoring and support for Indigenous health workers. How much money goes into this proposal or into this initiative to really make it fly?
In the first instance, we're putting in $1.2 million over 3 years. That'll get it up and running, and certainly we'll be monitoring and talking about whatever other future requirements there might be.
How will board members be selected for this?
They'll be selected on a state-by-state basis, so there'll be a nominee from each state. So they'll have state-based organisations who'll nominate them onto the board. We're going to have an interim board at the moment. There'll be an AGM by mid of the year. They're currently advertising for a CEO.
And this is about bridging cultural gaps. The further you get from our metropolitan cities out to very regional and remote areas, are those gaps bigger?
Absolutely bigger. And it's the more remote you get, the more important the health workers are, because not only are they a primary source of advice about cultural practices, but they're obviously intermediaries between the community and the medical practice. And so they play a very crucial role. I've been associated with health workers since the middle of the 1970s, and have understood very clearly the very, very important role they have in advancing the interests of health amongst Indigenous communities across Australia.